Hello, 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 my voice tubers. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. My name is Sam, and I'll be your host for today. Today, we're looking at a very interesting video, a very funny video as well, by a guy or a YouTuber called the Tommy Edison Experience. So I think that's his name, Tommy Edison. And this video is called, Do Blind People Know What They Look Like? And this whole channel, this YouTube channel, is all about blindness, you know, what it's like to be blind, how people live when they can't see, or, you know, they answer questions that people have about blind people, you know, how do you put on your clothes, or do you know what color looks like, or, you know, do you know what your kids look like, or I don't know, things like that, right? And this video is about, do blind people know what they look like? So this, yeah, I thought it was super interesting, and in fact, I think this whole channel is very interesting. So if you're interested, check out this video, and we have some other videos from him as well on VoiceTube, so feel free to check those out as well. And over here, we're going to get started on our challenge. Here we go. Does it bother you that you don't know what you look like? As somebody who is blind since birth, I don't know what anybody looks like. So therefore, it doesn't bother me that I don't know what I look like. That sentence is relatively simple, so I think probably most people can understand that meaning just by looking at the English. But still, there's lots of good vocabulary we can learn here. So the first word we have, our first two words we have, are bother and bothersome. Bother and bothersome. So this word, it's B-O, right? It's spelled with a B-O, but it's not bother or anything like that. If you know the word father, it's pronounced just like father. Even though father has an A, this is an O. English is a weird language. so this is bother. And bother, of course, means to frustrate someone or to annoy someone. I think annoy is probably the closest synonym. So in the video they say, does it bother you that you don't know what you look like? So that means, does it annoy you that you don't know what you look like? You know, do you not like the fact that you don't know what you look like? Right? Is this something that you are unhappy about? Does it bother you? Do you wish you knew what you could look like? Or do you wish that you could know what you look like? Right? That sort of idea. So you could also use that structure in other contexts. Does it bother you that, blah, blah, blah. You know, you could say, does it bother you that you are stuck in class and all your friends are out on vacation? Or, you know, does it bother you that you aren't allowed to have pets in your apartment? Something like that, right? So that's to bother. And if something bothers you a lot, it means that it is very bothersome. Bothersome. So this is not bothersome, right? We don't want to overemphasize the some. It's kind of like a lighter bothersome. And bothersome just means that something bothers you. So for example, you could say, this is not a life-threatening illness, but it is quite bothersome. What does that mean? That means that this sickness, this disease, this illness, right? It will not kill you, it's not life-threatening, but it is quite bothersome. It means that it will be kind of uncomfortable, maybe inconvenient, it might be kind of annoying to deal with. You know, maybe you have to take lots of pills, or maybe you're kind of uncomfortable or something like that, right? You could say it's kind of bothersome, yeah. Next, we have blind, blinds, and blinding. So we'll do these three first, because these are all the same root. So blind, so someone who is blind is someone who cannot see. That's quite simple. And I should also mention that some of these words are always changing, right? There are always words that are coming up as some words become less polite. You know, some we always have new words for things. For example, things related to race or disabilities or sexuality, things that are more sensitive, these topics, they tend to often get sort of refreshed meanings, and that starts to change. So I think blind is still relatively neutral. However, there might be some people that that are slightly offended by it. I've heard some people say non-sighted people. That means people who do not see, you cannot see, right? Sighted and non-sighted. But I think blind, from my understanding, is still relatively okay. So I don't think you'll offend anyone by using the word blind. So yeah, you could say, for example, my stepmother is blind. That means she can't see. And next we have blinds. Blinds. And no, this is not saying a lot of blind people. Blinds are the things that you have on your windows to block the sun. And I don't mean curtains. So curtains, of course, are the big piece of fabric. You know, the big long thing that covers your window. This is not that. Blinds are, you know, when you have sort of wooden strips and they're connected by strings and you can turn them and pull them up and down. Those are called blinds. And of course, you can understand why they're called blinds, right? Because they block the light from coming in. It's kind of like they're blinding the sun, kind of, right? Those are called blinds. So for example, you could say, can you close the blinds? It's too bright in here. So you could say, close the blinds, open the blinds. And this word is almost always in the plural. It's used in the plural. We don't really say one blind, two blinds, or anything like that. It's always the blinds, right? Open the blinds, close the blinds. I need to go buy new blinds. Yeah. Next we have blinding. Blinding. And if something is blinding, it means that it blinds, right? It makes things blind. Sometimes literally, and sometimes figuratively or metaphorically, but pretty often we actually use it just to sort of exaggerate something. We use it as an exaggeration. For example, you could say, those car headlights are blinding. And that doesn't mean that literally if you look at them, you will not be able to see anymore, right? It doesn't mean like, oh my God, don't look because you'll go blind. It means that, wow, those are so bright. Those are way too bright. It's like uncomfortable to look at. They're blinding, right? That's what blinding means. Of course, it can literally mean blinding as well. It can also literally mean that you will go blind. Like, you know, I don't know if you stare at the sun for too long or do something stupid like that. but pretty often we use it, sort of like as an exaggeration or as a metaphor like that. And finally, just while we mentioned blind, I thought I may as well. So we have people who can't see. I thought I'd mention also people who can't hear and people who can't speak. So deaf is the term for people who cannot hear, right? If someone is deaf. So this word, I know when I was a kid, I used to say people were deaf. Don't make that mistake. I used to always hear this word, and I thought people were saying death. Death, like to die, with a T-H instead of an F. So don't get those confused. This is D-E-A-F. Deaf, right? And that means someone who cannot hear. So for example, you could say she's deaf, so she communicates using sign language. And if you know, if you've ever seen someone who's deaf communicating with other deaf people, they use sign language. Right? They do all these movements and communicate using their hands. It's very cool. And also facial expressions and body language and sign language is very, very cool. You should look into it if you're interested. And then finally, we have mute. Mute. So you will probably know this word. If you know this word before, you probably know it from your TV remote, right? You have the volume buttons. You have volume up, volume down, and mute. And mute just means no sound. It means turn off the sound, zero volume, right? Or on your computer or whatever, that's mute. But this word also means someone who cannot speak. And once again, this is one of those words that some people may find offensive. To be honest, I had to look this up just to make sure that this, or even just to find out what the term is that people are using. Because like I said, this is one of those things that is always changing. So, you know, when you try to be politically correct, when you try to be very polite and not to offend anyone, you often have to do research and you know, even just speak with people that these words refer to, and that will kind of help you be more sensitive. But in any case, so this word mute is someone who cannot speak. There's also an older term that is dumb. So this may be surprising to some people. You know, the word dumb means stupid, right? That's what it means now, but the word used to mean someone who cannot speak. So, for example, Helen Keller, if you've ever heard of Helen Keller, she is a very, very famous, she's actually many things. She was a poet, she was a writer, she was an activist, I think she might have been a professor. She did everything. She was a very, very remarkable woman. If you have not heard of Helen Keller, I highly recommend you Google her, Helen Keller, and do, I don't know, even read her Wikipedia page. So anyway, I'm getting off topic, but the reason I mention her is because people used to say Helen Keller was deaf, dumb, and blind. So that means she's deaf, she can't hear, dumb, meaning she cannot speak, and blind, she can't see. And the reason, of course, she was so amazing is because she had these three disabilities, right? She can't see, speak, or hear, and still she was able to write poetry and write novels, and she, I think, had at least one university degree. I think she had several degrees, and I know she also knew several languages as well. Anyway, just a very, very amazing human being. So they used to say she was deaf, dumb, and blind. But please do not use this word anymore. The word dumb now is only used when talking about people who are stupid. And of course, Helen Keller was far from stupid. That's a very old and now offensive term. And the word mute, as I have found through my research, is also slowly getting into that sort of territory. The word mute is also falling out of fashion. It's becoming less popular, and there are other words that are more preferred. So the one I found was nonverbal. I think scientifically, you know, these terms may not always be as precise when we're trying to be more polite and correct, because I think there are differences between people who are nonverbal and people who are mute. Like, I think nonverbal doesn't mean you can't speak. It might mean that you don't speak, or maybe it's not that you physically can't speak, but it's that you maybe have a mental issue that prevents you from speaking. But in any case, I think the more polite term is nonverbal. However, I think it's still good to know. So when you, in general, people still use this term. Someone who is unable to speak is mute. This is an adjective. Someone is mute, someone is deaf, someone is blind. Some of these can also be used as nouns, but it is often not as polite. So I would recommend just not using them as nouns at all and just saying, you know, he is blind, he is deaf, he is mute. Or he is non-sighted, he is non-hearing and non-verbal. And actually, this is one other thing I've often heard. Some non-native speakers often say someone is a gay when someone is gay. But in English, we don't usually use the word gay as a noun. I mean, you can. It's not incorrect. However, it's a little bit offensive because most people that use it as a noun are not using it in a very nice way. It's usually in a way when people complain about them or something like that. But in any case, it sounds better to say someone is gay rather than saying a gay. You know, they're not a gay, they are gay. Anyway, I thought I would just also mention that because it has a similar usage to these. Anyway, that is all we have for today. Let's read our challenge one more time. Does it bother you that you don't know what you look like? As somebody who is blind since birth, I don't know what anybody looks like. So therefore, it doesn't bother me that I don't know what I look like. That is all we have for today. Thank you all so much for listening. And for the many of you, I know there are many people that are new here in the Pronunciation Challenge. If you have not recorded yet, if you've been here and just listened a couple times, I highly recommend that you try recording. It's all totally anonymous. You know, you can make your VoiceTube username something really weird so no one will know who you are if you're nervous to speak, right? This is a very safe and welcoming and supportive community we have here. So please, please, I highly encourage everyone to speak a little bit, right? Every day, if you force yourself to speak a little bit, it will really, in the long run, it'll really make a big difference and really help improve your pronunciation and your fluency in general. And today, I won't give everyone a question for the day, but I recommend that everyone take a look at this video, give it a watch, and maybe just share your thoughts if you have any, I don't know, questions or opinions or, you know, any interesting thoughts that you want to share with everyone. Please do so down below in the comments with your recordings, of course, and I would love to see what you all think. That is all we have for today. Thank you, my VoiceTubers, one final time for listening. My name's Sam. I've been your host for today, and I'll see you guys on the next one. Bye.